Warwick Hadfield, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Well, yesterday we were wondering who the selectors would pick to try and replace Mitchell Starc as a fast bowler in the first test against the West Indies. Mm. Well, they've gone for some untried young players. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right, Fran. Nathan Coulter-Nile, he's a big West Australian quick. He's untried in a couple of senses. He hasn't played a test match for Australia, and he hasn't played a lot of cricket this summer, particularly the extended form of the game, the Sheffield Shield. But according to the chairman of selectors, Rod Marsh, on debut, he's set to bowl fast, very fast, as a replacement for Mitchell Starc. And given the stories of Brett Lee and Mitchell Johnson, their elevation to the Australian sides in recent times, you might suspect the hand of one Dennis Lilly in Coulter-Nile's selection. He discovered Coulter-Nile as a 17-year-old. However, according to quite a few others, in particular the Sydney cricket media mafia and one Victorian coach, the selection of Coulter-Nile is, well, ridiculous and worse. You completely disregard the Sydney cricket mafia. They're never happy if they had 11 of the Australian players. But the Victorian coach, David Saker, now, in his playing days, Fran, he was known as, for goodness, Saker. Well, he's made the comment about Coulter-Nile's selection being ridiculous, but then was completely silent on the selection of one of his own, the even more untried Scott Boland. Now, he's been picked as the standby bowler, should any of Josh Hazlewood, Peter Siddle, James Patterson and Coulter-Nile injure themselves between now and December the 10th, and the fragility of Australian fast bowlers, even when they're not playing, is well known. Anyway, because of sake of silence, I went and did my own bit of research about this young bloke, Scotty Boland, and the selectors might have been more on the ball with Boland's selection than they might be getting credit for. According to people who've played against him in club cricket in Victoria and Melbourne, he bowls a heavy ball, and the other thing that people like about fast bowlers, he will go all day, Fran.
He will go all day. You've got to love that. In soccer, the war of words between the game's administration and supporters, well, it got worse overnight. Now there's threats of an all-out boycott of games being made.
Yeah, Fran, look, it's on the cusp of becoming a real fiasco. David Gallop, the CEO of the FFA, and a good man, he tried to be both conciliatory and firm last night on television, and I have to say ended up falling between two stools, such that members of the Sydney Wanderers Red and Black Bloc, and they really are avid fans, they're saying they will boycott Saturday night's game against the Brisbane Roar, having already staged that walkout during the game against Central Coast last weekend, and supporters of other teams, including Sydney FC and Melbourne Victory. There are thoughts they might be thinking of doing the same thing at games in which their teams are involved this weekend. Now, whatever, the things only got worse last night, despite what David Gallop tried to do. He said there could be appeals against people being banned, but really the issue has now gone well beyond the leaking of those names of 190-odd people banned from watching games, and for offences which are pretty serious, it must be said. There's now this general feeling among a lot of supporters of soccer, football in this country, that the FFA tends to take them for granted, and I think really, these are dangerous times for soccer, and I'm not too sure what they're going to do to win these people back if they still continue along this conciliatory and firm line that falls between the two stools.
Well, their supporters have got to calm down, if you ask me. Anyway, in golf, Jason Day's Annis Mirabilis topped off last night by the winning of the inaugural Greg Norman Medal.
Yeah, well, look, the PGA of Australia wanted to institute this award to try and, you know, put it up there with the Border Medal and the Brownlow. And it couldn't have gone to a more well-respected person after what the great year that he's had, Jason Day. It adds to he won his first major. He was number one golfer in the world for a while. He also won the Don Award. But I think, given it being a Queenslander, this is an award that he'd like to win. Greg Norman, of course, a very famous Queenslander.
Thanks, Warwick.